Chinook salmon continue to swim up the Yukon River, the latest indication that the long ailing run may have turned a corner toward recovery. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
An Alaska Department of Fish and Game sonar counter near the Canadian border at Eagle continues to tally king salmon. It's near the end of the run, but counts have remained pretty good, anywhere from about 800 early in the month to nearly 300 August 10th and 11th. That's well down from the over 3,000 counted daily during the peak of the run a month ago. But state fish and game biologist Stephanie Schmidt says the extended strength of this year's Chinook return is surprising.
We're actually at just over 83,000 Chinook salmon. That's the most that we have passed across the border since this project has been in operation since 2005.
The number is more than predicted by computer models and lower river return assessments, and well in excess of a border passage objective of 55,000 kings. This year's return is the second in a row that appears to show movement toward rebuilding a run that once averaged over 150,000 Canadian origin fish, but has tanked in recent decades due to overfishing and suspected environmental factors. The downturn resulted in extreme fishing restrictions Schmidt expects will be relaxed next summer.
We're still going to make sure we're meeting escapement goals, but it does mean that there is hopefully more fishing in the future for Yukon River fishermen.
Schmidt cautions that management of next summer's fishery will hinge on what's predicted by computer models that try to account for complex factors, including the age classes of fish expected to return. She says a salmon research project near the river mouth, also being used to predict run strength, has been seeing more young Chinook. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.